Okay, Cheryl Sunstein. She took out a calculator. Good evening. As an aside to this story, at the bar where this story takes place, a woman came up to me and she said, "Oh, I recognize you. You're a writer. You're from that Friday night writer thingy, right? I like your work." So you never know when someone's listening. This is called "She Took Out a Calculator." As anyone who frequents Thursday Writers or Brown Bag knows, one of the rules for writing is assume it's fiction, don't ask. But as most of you know, with me, it's most likely a true story. I'm no brilliant writer, I don't have much of an imagination or talent for fiction, but it's mainly that most of the things that happen to me, well, I couldn't make them up if I tried. Case in point, not long ago, my housemate, I'll just call her Olga because that's her name, and I decided to go to karaoke night at a local dive bar. Out of courtesy, we invite our other housemate, Sue, to join us. She hems and haws about not being sure, she's not ready, maybe she'll join us later, blah, blah. This has become standard operating procedure lately, and it's somewhat annoying. But whatever, join us or don't, no high-pressure sales tactics. Olga and I go ahead without her. The bar is fantastic. With the exception of the ever-ubiquitous cell phones, it's like stepping into 1975. Wood panels, weathered pool tables, weathered locals. Practice singing, then a karaoke contest. I'm so comfortable, even I go sing. And then Sue shows up, making it apparent before she even puts her purse down how miserable she is. It's a terrible neighborhood. No, it isn't. I'm the most sheltered white girl alive. We're in a Smart and Final shopping center in Claremont Mesa. The singing is awful. Everyone is drunk and deluded. I'm not sure you understand what karaoke is. But by far, my favorite part was when she took out a calculator to see how long she had to stay. I know she was doing this because she put 4 times 7, and Olga was slated to go 7th in the contest, so if songs average 4 minutes, then 7 times 4 is 28 minutes. What's sadder that she needs a calculator for 7 times 4, or that she needs to calculate how long she has to stay. See, I could never make this up. I do think it should take off as a new catchphrase. For instance, "Hey, how'd you like the show last night?" "Dude, I took out a calculator." Bummer. Get it? Anyway, Olga took 3rd in the contest, and we've been back alone many times. The moral is, if you don't want to go, please don't go and be a wet blanket for everyone. I hope you enjoyed my story and did not take out your calculators.